Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, trying to bring to you the Word of God from God's precious book, Getting Back to the Bible. There's a desperate need in our land today of hearing the Word of God. A famine of hearing the Word of God is upon us today. And it's the only remedy for sin, it's the only remedy for repentance, is the Word of God. And victory can be had in this world today by the precious Word of God. Gives us the formula, gives us the instructions, everything we need to know to have victory in this world today, and look forward to that home in heaven. It's good to be here this morning. We appreciate every listener. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today and uplift to you this morning. And then, of course, if you're not a Christian, then we might point you to Jesus this day. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by Him. You can't get to God except you come through Jesus Christ. Now, that might not set well with a lot of the religions of the world today. They don't have their God, don't have a son named Jesus, and I'm sorry, but you're not going to make it. That's the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And the Lamb of God that paid for our sins on Calvary and gave us a victory through His precious blood and redeemed us by His grace and made us a child of God. So you need Jesus this morning. If you're not a Christian, we urge you to hear the Word of God and to repent of your sins, ask Christ to come into your heart and make you a new creature in Christ, believe on Him. And he will receive you. He that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast him out. When you realize that you're a sinner, you're lost without God, and that you're going to hell, I tell you, when the Holy Ghost troubles that heart and points you to Jesus and draws you to Him, it's time to get in. It's time to get in. So you get saved, and God will redeem you, give you a home in heaven. Good to be here. Appreciate every listener this morning. Want to send it out to the shut-ins, those that are not able to get out, be in the house of God this morning. Trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you, and try to encourage you in the Lord today. Now, some of you have not got to go to church in a long time, and I trust that you'll experience God's grace today as you have to stay at the house. It's not like going to church. Of course, you got a few out there that it could go, and won't go. I don't think they need to go. Well, Jesus made clear in the Word of God that upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then He went on to send letters to churches that was established churches in the land at that time, and wrote letters to them, sent it to them. And so that's the reason that I know today that it's His will that you go to church and hear the Word of God. The will of God today for you is to go to church and hear the Scriptures. As a matter of fact, then for the saints of God, He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner some is, even so much the more, as you see the day approaching. And to you that are saved and don't think you need to go to church, you'd have to tear that verses out of the Bible and make it of none effect. to justify yourself in the sight of God. But God wrote it down. He preserved it for every generation. He preserved it for this generation today, that you need to be in the house of God. And a lot of self-righteous people says, I can't find a place to go that's right. Well, that's not scriptural. You need to find that place. Got a place for you. As long as the church is in this world, as long as Jesus hadn't come back, there's a place you can go to church that's preaching the truth. And so you need to be there today. So you don't have any excuse this morning. You need to be in the house of God, where God's people are, where God's shepherd is feeding the flock. And hands on, amen. Preaching the word of God. We're singing the songs, testifying about the good grace of God. I don't care what you say, that it's not necessary to go to church. There's nothing like being in the house of God for the saint of God. God knew what he was doing. Jesus knew what he was doing when he established it, put it in the world. I gave pastors and teachers and evangelists and deacons and people that can teach the word of God. He gave that to the church. And we're to enjoy that privilege of being in the house of God. Well, so much for that. It's not what I'm preaching on today. But anyway, it's good to be here this morning. And so you pray that God would use the broadcast for his glory and for his honor today. And magnify the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our intent today, is to magnify the Lord, lift up Jesus, and glorify God. And so it's good to be here this morning. We want to go to the Lord in prayer, pray for your needs today. There's a lot of needs, no doubt, in radio land today that needs help, needs prayer. We want to pray with you and for you this morning. Fathers, we bow in your presence today. We're so grateful for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for redeeming grace, for mercy and truth that we have today through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit. Thank you for everything you've done that for us to redeem us and gave your Son to die for us. Thank you for providing a place that we could worship in this world today that's so wicked. We thank you for that. I pray you just have your will and way. Bless every request for prayer, those that God needs help this morning. Would you touch them today, and the bereaved ones that are bereaved for loss of loved ones, I pray that you would comfort them today as they look to you for strength and for help and for grace in the time of need. Lord, we love you. Thank you for your blessings. Now, God, just direct our heart and our thoughts today. We'll honor you and praise you for everything you do and accomplish in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning, and I hope it will be a blessing to you today. And you listen as they sing.
David said he's like a shepherd. He knows our every need. Leads us by those gentle waters.
Amen. Well, we got to have him. Appreciate that this morning. Romans chapter 1 today. Romans chapter 1. Been trying to preach from this for a few weeks. And so try to continue to bring some thoughts to you from the Word of God today. Romans chapter 1. We're going to go up to verse 18 today. We've been talking to you about what God has put in the book of Romans for these last days. And of course, he's challenging us to make sure that you know that you're redeemed, know you're a redeemer, and know your position in Christ. And because we're facing some things, and we're going to face more things that's despicable, that we're going to see the wrath of God revealed against things in the Word of God that are prevalent in the days of our day today and was in the past when God brought judgment upon the world because of those sins. And so rest assured, make no mistake about it, God judges sin. He recognizes sin. He does not overlook sin. He definitely brings his wrath against that that's against him. And so God established, he established a pattern. He established righteousness in his way, in his, it's his nature, and he established that. And we're to live by that because he's God. Now, don't tell me that you need to do your own thing, because it's not your place to do your own thing. God set the standard. You've got to meet his standard. If you don't meet that, God will judge you. And so that's coming, and the wrath of God's going to be revealed. But in verse 18, of course, Paul gave them the remedy before he ever got into this part of it, because he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And so he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So it comes by faith. And that's how you got to repent, is by faith. And so he gave a remedy. He gave us the out, that we might, you might say, the out of our sins. The way to get into the good graces of God is through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's dealing with and warning the Romans here, the church at Rome, warning them about the sin that's so prevalent in their day and prevalent in many times in society, to the point that God has to deal with that sin. And so it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It happened in the past. It's going to happen in the future. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, 20, I don't know when. But God's going to deal with the sin that's in this world. Today, you're not going to get away with it. We're not going to escape God dealing with the sin that's in this world today. And so he presented to them the remedy, which is the gospel of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He presented them with that. Then in verse 18, it says, for the wrath of God is revealed, from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, we're going to stop there and just deal with those verses there today. But he's talking about three different things here that I want to bring your attention to this morning. First of all, we find there is the revealed wrath of God. God reveals his wrath from heaven. His wrath comes from heaven. And it's not how that I see things today, but it's how God sees it. And God reveals his wrath from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So here we find the wrath of God is revealed. Revealed wrath. It comes from heaven. It comes from God. Listen, like I said a while ago, God set the standard. God put it down in black and white for us to read. God set the standard. He put it there for us to know what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to live. And so there we find the revealed wrath of God. There is revealed from heaven, is revealed. So you say, well, what is he talking about there? Well, you just look back and you see God revealed his wrath from heaven against all ungodly. He started, well, and there in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, we find the revealed wrath of God. God sent his wrath against the sin that's in the world. And so the revealed wrath of God, Sodom and Gomorrah, is a revealed wrath. There, the wrath of God is revealed. We've got the record written in the Bible, preserved for every generation, so that everybody in the world today is without excuse because it's in the Word of God. And God has revealed a wrath. That is a historical fact. It is a biblical fact that God sent his wrath against the world in that day. Sodom and Gomorrah experienced that. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah experienced the wrath of God simply because they refused to listen to what God had to say. And so God sent the wrath of God upon them. So wrath is revealed. Fire fell from heaven and destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah because of the sexual sins of that day. And God revealed that unto them and reveals that unto us today. God is going to deal with the sexual sins of society. He always has and he always will deal with that. It's repulsive in the sight of God, and the will of God is not in those things that people are doing even today, sexual sins. Now, in case you didn't know it today, this world is a cesspool of sexual sins. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And so God reveals his wrath against those things that's happening in the world today and that's happened in the past. So God, and listen, God sees the righteousness of man's heart in the midst of all the sin. He knows exactly who is saved by God's grace. And so in the days of Noah, even in the days of Noah, there was sin rampant in the land in that day. And of course, go back into Genesis chapter 7, and you'll find that for God saw righteous, he saw before, for thee, he told Noah, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. What generation is he talking about? The generation of sin that was in Noah's day. The mixture of God's creation and God's creation in that day, they were mixing together, and there was a prevalent sin in that day. But God saw the heart of Noah, and he sees a righteousness in the heart. He knows who is saved by God's grace. He knows exactly who he is. And so in that day, God revealed his wrath against this world, and God dealt dealt with that at wrath in this world. He dealt with that in that day, destroyed the world by water. And so the flood came because of the sins of that day. God saw the men's hearts was vile before him. And they were prevalent in their sinless, their sin they was committing against God in that generation. And so God dealt with that, and God sent that his wrath against that world in that day and destroyed the world. Noah preached for 120 years. He preached the righteousness of God. He preached, repent. It's going to rain. And so it happened. It happened just like God said that it would in that day. And so there's a revealed wrath of God. And we're without excuse today. We're without excuse because sin is going to have to be dealt with. Now go down to the next verse. The Bible said, we find not only the revealed wrath of God against all ungodliness and unrighteous of men who hold the truth and unrighteousness. That's in the last part of verse 18. Against, the wrath of God is against all ungodliness. Do you think we're going to escape that? No. The wrath of God is revealed against that. And the wrath of God is brought to a world that is unbelievers, are unbelievers that have rejected the Lord Jesus, rejected the Word of God, rejected God and all of His revelation of power and what He can do for them. They have rejected that. And so it's against all ungodliness and unrighteous of men who hold the truth and unrighteousness. And so there is the fact that people knows the truth, but they fail to deal with the truth that is presented unto them. We say, well, how can we know? Well, the Bible said in verse 19, we found there's a revealed to God. God is revealed in verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God had showed it unto them. God had showed it unto them. Who? Those men that knows the truth and turned away from the truth and refused to accept the truth and accept His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that which may be known of God is manifest, for God had showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. The invisible things of God from the creation are clearly seen. God has showed it unto man that He is God and He is the supreme God and there's no God beside Him. And so are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Being understood by things that are made. Genesis chapter 1, God created the heavens and the earth and put everything in this. He created man, created the animals, created sun, the moon, the stars, and everything that we know today, and set them in perfect order that they might accomplish the will of God for this world today. God did that for man. And we can look at the creation of God and clearly understand that there is a God. So if there is a God, how can we be accepted of Him? Well, He went on and gave us a Bible. He gave us a scripture. He penned it down, preserved it for every generation. And we clearly have a copy of the Word of God today for this generation, that showing us the way to God is by His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. This world is without excuse today because God has put it right in front of our eyes. He made everything that is. And if anybody knows anything about the human body or about the creation of God, there has to be a God that made all these things. And the God that made all these things, we clearly are responsible for what we are and what we should be before Him. So God has established all these things and put it in the world today. And so We find that he talks about there's a revealed God. It can be known, the Bible said. And in verse 19, it can be that which may be known, that God had showed it unto man. So it can be known that there is a God by the creation that God made. And then and that turns people and that turn to seek the Lord while he may be found. And so God shows it unto us, and he clearly showed it by the virgin birth, declared it unto man, and John declared that. That, of course, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And he put the world in existence, and then gave the remedy for man's sin, gave it unto them that they might receive his Son that he sent to die for their sins. So we find there's a revealed God, and there's revealed sins, and there's revealed wrath. Folks, listen, this world's not going to get away with the sin that's going on today. It's clearly seen today that, you know, the cesspool of sin that's in this world today, God will deal with that sin that's in the world today against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. It's men that has polluted this world today with their sins of society that's prevalent today. And then he puts the church in the world. And we preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then folks have to deal with the gospel, reject it or accept it. And a nation that God puts in society. And I believe America's put here for a reason, that we might preach the gospel, have freedom of expression, freedom of religion, and preach the gospel to every creature, send the gospel around the world. And Brother, America was founded on the principles of the Word of God. The scripture is given up today, and this nation was founded on those principles. It's in our constitution that there is a God, and there is a God. The men that penned that down put their expression of what they believe, that there is a God, and those things are proven to be true. Well, I see our time's gone this morning. God bless you on the next Sunday at this same time.